Ladies and gentlemen, the World Wide Web proudly presents... Recorded live in Chicagoland, USA.
Blow out the candles and have a piece of cake. Happy birthday.
A new episode of the podcast, Luke and Carrie's Bad Rapport. With your hosts, Luke Ski and Carrie Dalby.
This is Luke.
And this is Stephanie.
And you're listening to Luke and Stephanie's Good Rapport. Today is July 3rd, 2014.
Yay.
And what is the significance of July 3rd?
I was born a long time ago today.
Yes, so it's your birthday. So
yeah.
That's why you and me
I'm partying like it's my birthday.
Yes.
And you had the noise, right?
No, that's me.
Totally mixed that up. All right.
Yep.
So.
Do you have straws?
So,
because. I forgot my straw. I mean.
So because it's your birthday, you and I and Thor. Say hello, Thor.
Hello, Thor.
We are in the Wisconsin Dells. Specifically right now, we are at Buffalo Phil's, which is a restaurant slash arcade amusement center extraordinaire, very near the Kalahari Resort. One part of the restaurant features food that is delivered to people via choo-choo train. There was too long of a wait for that area, so we are in the regular part of the restaurant. However, there is a choo-choo train coming this way on a ceiling thing up there to give us the ambiance. But Steph and I only get together because she lives in Madison, you know, like two or three times a year to do, you know, awesome fun things. One of those is MarchCon, typically. And this year you decided, gosh darn it, I want to go do something fun.
I've become a bitter person because I get to spend a lot of my life watching people have fun and being on the sidelines of people having fun, and I needed to have fun, so I am having fun for my birthday.
And that's when you called me and said, July 3rd.
July 3rd, we're going to the Dells. I don't care if it's going to be busy. I don't care if it's going to be packed. I don't care if everybody's going to be on vacation because it's 4th of July and it's a 3-day weekend for them. Yes. I don't care. I want to have fun on my birthday.
Yes. And, you know, Stephanie and I, in case anybody is new to the podcast, Stephanie and I used to be married.
Yeah.
And now we're not, but we still are awesome best friends, and we have a long history of killer road trips and fun things together.
Yes.
And since... You know, back when we were together, we lived in Madison, which is only 45 minutes away from the Wisconsin Dells. Wisconsin Dells became a place we went to often, especially considering that Stephanie loves water parks.
Yay!
And the water in general. So,
yay!
So what's different about this particular trip? We're at the wilderness for the first time ever.
Yes. That is different. We are at the Wilderness Resort. Not to be confused with the Wilderness Resort at Disney World. But, yes, we are at the Wilderness Resort.
I think that isn't it called Wilderness Territory is the name of the resort that we're at?
Here or there? No, it's the Wilderness Resort.
Oh, okay.
Wilderness Hotel.
Because I know if you go to, like, wildernesslodge.com, you get some other weird...
Well, okay, Wilderness Lodge. I think Wilderness Lodge is the wilderness.
Yeah. Wilderness Resort, right there, okay.
Yeah, I think Wilderness Lodge is the Disney World wilderness. Hmm.
But anyway, we've been to Noah's Ark tons of times. I've certainly been to many other of the other parks growing up around here. We spent most of the visits in the past decade or so going to the Kalahari. But this is our first time at Wilderness Lodge, and they've spent about 15 or 20 years building up quite the epic set of indoor and outdoor water parks amongst their resort.
Epic indoor wave pool. Epic. You can get a tan in their indoor wave pool. Even at night. No, that's a lie. But no, you can actually get a tan in their indoor wave pool, and it's big, and the waves are big. Like, thank you.
You're welcome.
Like Typhoon Lagoon.
Oh, here it is, right here.
Typhoon Lagoon big.
Yeah. Don't worry, this type of thing has happened on the podcast before, so our listeners don't mind the superb Foley work of food being served in front of the of the microphone.
We have cheese bread in front of us, and it's the first thing any of us have eaten since Dunkin' Donuts when we started our journey this morning.
Through Wanakee.
Yes.
The mean streets of construction-laden Wanakee.
Mm-hmm. But if you do want to travel to the Dells on a holiday weekend, don't be afraid to, like, go on Highway 12 or, get off the interstate. There's a lot of beautiful things to see when you get off the interstate.
I've always considered Highway 12, the Route 66 of our region of the country. Because it goes, you know.
This comes with your chicken, the cornbread is 12
South. Okay, thank you.
Because I know 12 goes south of Chicago, and it goes north of the Wisconsin Dells. So it's like, from Chicago up through Lake Geneva, through Madison up onto the Dells. So, yeah.
Well, and I was really, really eager to get up to the Dells, but there's an awesome place on Highway 12 called Dr. Evermore's. It's next to this insane surplus store called Delaney's, and Dr. Evermore's is a collection. This guy has, I don't know for how long or whatever, but he has made some amazing, amazing sculptures out of scrap metal and stuff that he salvaged. And it's an amazing testament to imagination, I guess. But we didn't get to go there today. Because I was in a hurry to get up here. But we did go past it.
We did stop at the Disney store at the Outlet Mall.
Mm-hmm.
And Stephanie had a wonderful experience there.
So we went to the Disney store at the Outlet Mall. I wasn't too keen on going to the Disney store at the Outlet Mall because I wanted to get to the water park. But we went into the Disney store, and somebody told them that it was my birthday. And all of a sudden, they come up to me with a crown and a button. And they sang happy birthday to me right in the middle of the Disney store. I didn't know they did that at the store, but now I have a Disney store birthday button.
And I picked up a couple of new Muppet stuffed animals, plush dolls, for Alex to add to his collection. He already has 7, and now I've bought 2 more of Swedish Chef and Ralph the dog.
Is that mine? It's mine. It's my birthday.
So,
I want a spoon. This queso is really good.
No, it's a fork and knife only.
This is really good. Cheese bread and salsa and queso.
It was like Texas toast garlic cheese bread with queso dipping sauce or something. So, if you're going to be at Buffalo Phil's, give it a shot. Just trying to think of other things we could talk about, either Dells related or road trip related. Biggest road trip we ever took was the 1999 California trip, right?
Yeah.
You drove from Madison to Kansas City, met up with me. Cassie.
You mean the one trip we took where I actually was opposed to going to a Disney theme park? Because I didn't see going to going to L.A. as being the place you went to go to a theme park, even, because I wasn't really into the Disney thing yet at the time.
Yeah.
So I just wanted to go to movie studios. And I still love going to movie studios when I get out there. But
as far as actual distance travel in a vehicle, you drove from Madison to Kansas City and then met up with me and Cassie, and then we drove from Kansas City to Los Angeles via the kind of Route 66-ish route through the South.
As much of Route 66 as I could manage to get us to take.
It would be great, because I'd be in the back seat trying to get some sleep, and I'd fall asleep when we'd be driving, and I'd wake up and we'd be parked somewhere and the car would be empty, and I would just get up and look around, and we would be in some one horse town that's off of the original Route 66, and you and Cassie were just in there, I don't know, browsing, shopping, I'm not sure what you were doing.
Chatting to, or well, actually it was more the Albuquerque road trip that I was like stopping and chatting with people while you were sleeping in the car.
Yeah.
But
that was the road trip where it was the first time Weird Al had played Albuquerque after the song Albuquerque came out. So just on a hunch, you and I made the journey all the way out there just because we wanted to be there to see if Al performed Albuquerque live, which he did, and it was
epic. Eventually.
Yeah, eventually.
45 minutes after the encore started.
Yes.
That was epic, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Albuquerque road trip where we drove...
And weren't we there when the Hot Air Balloon Festival was going on?
Yeah, because I drove to Kansas City and met up with you, and then we drove to Albuquerque.
And didn't Marty fly out there?
And Marty flew, and we picked Marty up at the airport, Marty Torso Boy.
Yes.
And,
and then we went to the Albuquerque Holiday Inn, and I stole
a
towel because the towels are oh so fluffy.
And an ashtray. And the Hot Air Balloon Festival was going on, so we got to see a lot of awesome balloons. And our car got locked in the parking ramp.
Well, I don't remember that.
Oh, I do. After the concert, we couldn't get back to our car.
Another thing that happened after the concert is that...
we had to send Marty through a fence.
Is that why Marty was not around when Al invited us to go see the tour bus and we couldn't go on because you're waiting for Marty to rematerialize?
Yes, and then Marty rematerialized coming off the tour bus like an hour later.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, and I've still never had a chance to be on the tour bus.
And there was also the epic Wilkes-Barre Bethlehem.
Yeah. See,
Wilkes-Barre Bethlehem.
Yeah, Stephanie and I are...
We were told it was Bethlehem.
Yeah.
This was a thing. Like, we could not pronounce the name of any Pennsylvania town right.
See, Stephanie and I started dating... We met in 98. We started dating in 99, and
well,
that was during
98, actually. Well, winter, like Thanksgiving of 98.
Yeah, so we basically our burgeoning relationship was forged via Weird Al concert tour dates, because we basically meet up in cities that Al was appearing in between Kansas City and Madison or something to that effect.
The Running with Scissors tour in 99 and 2000 was epic.
Yeah. That was back before Al had a wife and a kid and actually had the time to come out after shows and meet and greet with fans.
That's before most of us had any kids or, you know, real responsibilities to speak of.
So I feel bad for the newer fans today who missed that chance when Al would just, you know, come out with a folding chair and Mongo and whoever else was around would just kind of, you know, help keep an eye on him in the line, and Al would just, you know, stay till super late chatting with everybody. And
he might,
you know,
still do that though.
But well, yeah, but back then there was a bit more of a guarantee that, you know, there was like a 90% chance it was going to happen, and now it's like you never know. So, but yeah, that the last, like, what was it, 5 dates of the touring with Sisters tour, we went to like, what was it? Was it like Peoria, Green Bay, Navy Pier, Cleveland, Wilkes-Barre? I can't remember exactly how that went, but it was like...
No. You're thinking Driving with Scissors. Driving with Scissors was La Crosse, Peoria, Milwaukee, the LaPorte, Indiana Walmart, Toledo, Ann Arbor.
Those were the 5 dates of that one.
Yes.
And then. And that was like
a. That was Driving with Scissors. Was that 99 or 2000? That might have been 99.
Oh, here we got food.
All right, I got a food here. You got a half chicken?
That's neat.
Alma burger and a pizza? You got the Alma?
I'll get the burger.
I tried handing you ketchup.
Thank you.
Go, enjoy, okay?
Thank you.
Yes.
You want that pickle?
Yes, the pickle.
I will take the pickle.
Okay, you can take it. The pickle. It's your birthday.
I would love to take the pickle. I was trying not to reach across you, but fine. Okay, so you guys know how funny this is, right? That I'm like, oh, hey, I'm going to get half a chicken. Because, you know, me with, like, you know, pulling chicken off a bone is kind of funny. But, wow, that looks epic.
About serious sausage.
But so yeah, so that was that 5 days.
You made a bacon cheeseburger pizza.
Oh yeah, that time of year again.
The Wisconsin Dells!
I can't even begin to describe all of the awesomeness contained within. It's the water park capital of the nation. It'll flat out rock you like a sandstone formation. I'll ride the cart to Riverview Park, then cruise down Highway 12 and hit Noah's Ark. I'm the big kahuna, take the plunge and then I'll say,
let's do the time warp again.
And again, it's the tourist trap of the sesquicentury, and I'll sentimentally tell you what it's meant to me. Old Fort Dells, we were grade school centuries. Me and sis, mom and dad, decades of memories. Clowning around at Circus World and Baraboo. No matter where you go, they always take care of you. So I'm bringing all my friends to show them what they got before they cold disappear like the Wonder Spots. We're going to the Dells, the Wisconsin Dells, St. Paul to Chicago, everybody else, from the upper to the lower to the downtown strip. Each and every year it's our favorite trip. We're going to the Dells, gonna have some fun. 200 water slides in the Midwest sun. The Wisconsin Dells. I found a slice of heaven off of 1994 on exit 87. Spend a weekend there and you'll never be sorry. You can play the arcades, dropping quarters in Atari. At Big Sky Drive and your ceiling is starry. Pirate's Cove mini golf where the staff is all Ari. Used to visit reptiles at Serpent Safari. Now I'm a flow rider at the Kalahari. I'm a master blaster, jet slide disaster. You know I'm never slower, I always scream master. Ladies and gentlemen of every age, go to the Tommy Bartlett Ski Sky and Stage Show. Water skiing stunts, they all know their role, singing songs like the Bailey's Landing Troll. I don't drive a Prius or SUV truck. I bought an original Wisconsin duck. Go wherever I want, over land and stream, and my all-terrain, I'll reign supreme. We're going to the Dells, Wisconsin Dells, from St. Paul to Chicago, everybody yells, from the upper to the lower to the downtown strip. Each and every year it's our favorite trip. We're going to the Dells, gonna have some fun. 200 water slides in the Midwest sun. The Wisconsin Dells, paradise is mine. Off of 1994 on exit 89. Here I stand and rock with the message I've told. Before you leave for a vacation from your friendly abode, be sure to heed the words of this cheesehead ode when you're heading down that holiday road. The Wisconsin Dells. At the Moose Jaw, have some beer cheese soup. Then Robot World, do some robo rabble rousing so I can see what it's like.
It's the year 2000!
the gamblers, Ho-Chunk is where they go, where maybe they'll win a
bingo!
All the gift shops, hey, you know it's on, the finest Cherokee souvenirs made in Taiwan.
I'ma eat more cheese than a glockenspiel mouse,
and at the house on the rock, I'm gonna rock the house.
Crash at the Carousel Inn where the pool is so gnarly,
we'll go to Candy Mountain, Charlie!
I'm a kid!
My girl went to Extreme Rule, used the bungee grapple, so we'll get hitched at the Dells Bells Wedding Chapel!
What?
Okay, babe, we're on our honeymoon,
singing karaoke at the Showboat Saloon!
We're going to the Dells,
Wisconsin Dells!
From St. Paul to Chicago, everybody yells!
From the upper to the lower to the downtown strip!
Each and every year is our favorite trip!
We're going to the Dells!
Gonna have some fun! 200 water slides in the Midwest sun!
The Wisconsin Dells!
You'll find Nirvana too! Off of 90-94 on exit 92!
We're going to the Dells,
Wisconsin Dells! From St. Paul to Chicago, everybody yells!
From the upper to the lower to the downtown strip!
Each and every year is our favorite trip.
We're going to the Dells.
Gonna have some fun. 200 water slides in the Midwest sun.
The Wisconsin Dells.
Living life like a salt and wave, chilling on a boat
in the new Lake Delden.
We're going to the Dells.
The Wisconsin Dells.
We're going to the
Did
Dells.
Did we miss the breakfast buffet at Paul Bunyan's
Cook
Shanty? All right, well, then we can hit the pizza
pub. We're going to the Dells.
Oh, wait, here comes the dog park, my favorite
we're
park. It goes like
Dells.
This.
We're going to the Dells. We're going to the Dells.
Obi Trice, real name, no gimmicks.
Two trailer park girls go round the outside, round the outside, round the outside. Two trailer park girls go round the outside, round the outside, round the outside.
Guess who's back? Again, Shady's back. Tell a friend. Guess who's back? 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 Guess who's back?
I've created a monster, 'cause nobody wants to see Marshall no more. They want Shady. I'm chopped liver.
Well, if you want Shady, this is what I'll give you. A little bit of weed mixed with some hard liquor. Some vodka that'll jumpstart my heart quicker than a shock when I get shocked at the hospital by the doctor when I'm not cooperating. When I'm rocking the table while he's operating.
Hey!
You waited this long to stop debating, 'cause I'm back, I'm on the rag and ovulating. I know that you got a job, Miss Cheney, but your husband's heart problem's complicating. So the FCC won't let me be, or let me be me, so let me see. They try to shut me down on MTV, but it feels so empty without me, so... Come on and dip, come on your lips. Fuck that, come on your lips. And come on your tits and get ready, 'cause this shit's about to get heavy. I just settled all my lawsuits. Fuck you, Debbie.
Now this looks like a job for me, so everybody just follow me, 'cause we need a little controversy, 'cause it feels so empty without me. I said this looks like a job for me, so everybody just follow me, 'cause we need a little controversy, 'cause it feels so empty without me. Little aliens, kids feeling rebellious, embarrassed, the parents still listen to Elvis. They start feeling like prisoners helpless, 'til someone comes along on a mission and yells,
bitch!
A visionary, vision is scary, can start a revolution, polluting the airwaves, a rebel. So just let me revel and bask in the fact that I got everyone kissing my ass, and it's a disaster, such a catastrophe, for you to see so damn much of my ass you ask for me. Well, I'm back, na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na. Fix your minutes and I'm tuning in, and I'm gonna enter in and up under your skin like a splinter, the center of attention, back for the winner, I'm interesting. The best things in wrestling, investing in your kids' ears and nesting.
Testing, attention please.
Feel the tension, soon as someone mentions me. Here's my 10 cents, my 2 cents is free. A nuisance, who sent? You sent for me?
Now this looks like a job for me, so everybody just follow me, 'cause we need a little controversy, 'cause it feels so empty without me. I said this looks like a job for me, so everybody just follow me, 'cause we need a little controversy, 'cause it feels so empty.
I booked it for tat with anybody who's talking this shit, that shit. Chris Kirkpatrick, you can get your ass kicked worse than them little Limp Bizkit bastards. And Moby, you can get stoned by Obie. You 36-year-old boy, that fat clone. You don't know me, you're too old, let go, it's over. Nobody listen to techno, now let's go. Just give me the signal, I'll be there with a whole list full of new insults. I've been dope, suspenseful with a pencil ever since Prince turned himself into a symbol. But sometimes the shit just seems everybody only wants to disgust me. So this must mean I'm disgusting. But it's just me, I'm just obscene.
Yeah.
So I'm not the first king of controversy. I am the worst thing since Elvis Presley to do black
music so selfishly and use it to get myself wealthy.
Hey,
there's a concept that works. 20 million other white rappers emerge, but no matter how many fish in the sea, it'll be so empty without me. Now this looks like a job for me, so everybody just follow me, cause we need a little controversy, cause it feels so empty without me. I said this looks like a job for me, so everybody just follow me, cause we need a little controversy, cause it feels so empty without me.
So yeah, the, during the middle of the Touring with Scissors tour, we did Driving with Scissors, which was those 5 dates back to back. Plus, we found out that he was doing a special in-store appearance at a Walmart that really wasn't publicly advertised, but we found out about it, so we showed up there too, and surprised the hell out of Al, and then we got our picture in the paper,
which we felt bad about. Because there were some other girls that actually, like, had the bad hair day braids going on and everything. Like, and we want, like, we let them go in front of us and everything because we wanted them to, like, get the publicity because it was their hometown. And then they still put a picture of us on the cover or on the paper.
Well, yeah, but we definitely had the look of a hardcore group of Weird Al freaks.
Well, yeah. I mean, we hadn't slept since the concert the night before.
But anyway,
see, because, after the concert in Milwaukee, we kind of decided none of us were tired. We were going to sleep, I think, in Kenosha for the night. At your dad's place.
Yeah.
I think we were going to crash in Kenosha, but then we kind of decided, you know, well, why don't we just try to, like, muscle through to Toledo and, you know, not have to deal with Chicago traffic in the morning. You know, let's do our driving at night. So, in the morning, or sometime, I don't know, it was like 3 or 4 in the morning or something, we were at a wayside somewhere in Indiana, and this woman was like, saw someone's pass and was like, oh, Weird Al Yankovic, he's going to be here today at the Walmart.
Because there was a contest at Walmart, like, whichever Walmart did the best job promoting Al's new album was going to get an in-store meet and greet, and apparently they won for this region of the country. But it wasn't up at any of, like, you know, weirdal.com or anything. It wasn't advertised anywhere. We just happened to run into this lady. Gave us that information, and then we showed up. And the cool thing was, this was back when there were still 1-hour photo labs in Walmarts. So we got a pic. We got our picture. The 5 of us got, you know, it was like you, me, Nikki, Steve, Marty, and Fred. Was that it?
Julie.
Was Subman and Trivial Todd in there too? I can't remember.
They weren't there.
Okay.
Julie was there.
Julie, yeah, okay.
Julie was with us. I know Nikki and Steve were there. I don't remember if Marty was there.
He might, yeah. I mean, I have a photo. I have the photo somewhere so I can look at it. But anyway, the point is this. So we were like the second people in line because we let those other girls be first. We all got pictures of us with Al, you know, at the beginning of that line. And then once we got through the thing and got out of the way and other people started doing stuff, we just had nothing else to do. So I used up the rest of that roll of film, went to the 1-hour photo, had the photo developed.
Everything here.
Everything's
good.
Great. It's awesome.
Else?
I think we're cool at the moment.
All right. Awesome.
Yeah. So, you know, used the rest of the film, took it to the 1-hour photo, had it developed, had an enlargement made of the photo we just took, and then got back into the autograph line so we can get up to the front and have Al autograph the picture of us that we just took with him like an hour earlier. It's like,
actually, we may have just gotten the picture autographed that night because we saw him in Toledo that night, but we were all so tired that.
Oh well, I don't know. The way I remember it, we got back into the line and did it again. But anyway, the point is we spent a specific, a significant amount of hard time and energy and money in our early relationship trying to get to as many concerts of the Touring with Scissors tour as we possibly could, which ended up in the last dates were Bethlehem and Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania.
Yes. But never as many as Fred. Fred is, like, she's just, like, the tour master.
Mm-hmm. They basically gave her a golden ticket backstage pass years ago. Because not only is she a hardcore superfan that shows up everywhere, but she also takes awesome photos. So she's basically become, like, the chronicler of Al's modern tour thing.
I am feeling like an absolute, like cannibal or something right now. I don't normally eat, like, chicken off the bone, and I'm devouring a rotisserie chicken. Well, half a rotisserie chicken. It is so good.
Well, it's your birthday.
I know
away.
It's my birthday. Oh, crap.
But it, the, I don't know if there was something else you specifically wanted to mention about the whole Wilkes-Barre trip, but we happened to discover that the Crayola Museum was in the vicinity, so we were like, let's go to the Crayola Museum. So we go there on a random Sunday afternoon, and then we find out that the Crayola Factory Museum had like a separate area for traveling displays, and the traveling display was a, I forgot what it was titled, but it was a Jim Henson display. So we happened to come across a display of actual for real Muppets and, you know, things from Jim Henson's whole career on display at this museum. They had, you know, costumes from the TV show Dinosaurs. They had one of the Ninja Turtles' heads. You know, lots, you know, they had several of the puppets from Muppets in Space. And it was just kind of like, out of all the random things to have found, you know, from that were geared towards my interests, that was just like mind blowing. So, yeah. Stephanie continues to enjoy her chicken.
These potatoes are really good, too.
So, and then, of course, there's the... How many times have we driven to Orlando and back?
Only once.
Only once?
Yeah.
We flew the rest of the time?
We only did the drive to Orlando once. We drove to Atlanta twice for Dragon Con.
Yeah. Oh yeah, and you. Oh yeah, because you came with me to Nerdapalooza, mm-hmm. right? And then we did Disney a little bit, and then we did St. Augustine on the way back.
We did St. Augustine. We went to the beach in St. Augustine, and then went to see an Al show in Jacksonville, Florida. Because
of
it
course.
Just fit into our schedule.
When you go on a vacation-y road trip with Stephanie Wilde, he does not fuck around, everybody.
Oh, I will cram everything I possibly can into.
And if you think, like, oh, let's just chill out, let's, like, just go watch a TV show or watch a movie, no, that is not allowed.
No.
Unless you're at a drive-in, it's not allowed.
Mm-hmm.
Any normal, boring thing you can do at home, we're not doing. If we're going to go out to eat, we're going to find unique restaurants or chains that aren't in our region of the country to eat at.
Yes.
Which is how we discovered things like Skyline.
Oh.
And Chick-fil-A before we found out about their policies. Not to mention, of course, Waffle House.
Oh, cheesy grits. I love my cheesy grits.
And then, of course, we used to have, on occasion, we would get these season passes to Six Flags Great America, because we'd go there over and over and over again.
Yeah.
I haven't been there in a while.
Oh, and one of my other favorite things to do on road trips would be to, like, check out the flavors of potato chips. Because I have this thing for, like, weird flavors of potato chips. My favorite potato chips are ketchup-flavored ones. You know, if I ever get to be famous like Al, like, maybe people would bring me ketchup chips. But
But this was back when that wasn't a regular thing. Like, nowadays, there's all kind of experimental chip flavors you can get at any,
right,
you know, gas
right
station. But back then, there weren't. The pickle chips, man.
Yeah. Before they became a regular thing. Mm-hmm. I do remember, like, on the way back from Dragon Con, I do remember on the way back from Dragon Con stopping at that one, the adult superstore and gas station.
The Lion?
Yeah,
yeah.
Lion's Den, I think. And I was just ecstatically happy because they actually had ketchup chips.
Was that the one that's near, like, that dinosaur place in Tennessee?
No, the dinosaur place is in Cave City, Kentucky.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Okay.
That's also the region of the country where you start to find, you know, where you start to find things in souvenir shops that you just don't find in more politically correct,
you know,
areas.
You'd find that, you'd find them at Paula Deen's house, but you wouldn't find them
pretty much. It was like the Paula Deen decorating collection,
yeah,
in some of the souvenir aisles. Oh. Would you like to try some chicken?
I'll try some chicken. So,
Luke is trying chicken.
Oh, that's really good.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to say, by the time this episode reaches the podcast listening public, it will likely be after the release of Mandatory Fun, the new album by Weird Al Yankovic. So, obviously Stephanie is very excited about this.
Yes, I am.
I'm
so happy.
I had been intentionally trying to avoid reading the track list, but I don't know, maybe it's kind of all for naught at this point, because so many people are talking about it.
I'm very excited. This is like the first time in a long time that we have a chance to listen to an entire Al album where we have not heard any tracks.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, obviously, by the time it comes out, we will have heard, like, whatever the single is.
Well, the first video is coming out on the 14th, and the album comes out on the 15th.
Right,
so,
right. So we're going to know one... Oh, excuse me. We're going to know one of the songs.
But we had been talking for the past several weeks since the album was announced. You know, contemplating which songs we thought were going to get parodied and which songs we thought were going to end up in the polka medley. So, it seems that people have figured out, because like I said, by the time this airs, it's going to be, you know,
yeah,
everyone's going to know everything. But as of when we're recording this on July 3rd, people seem to have deduced that Pharrell's song Happy is parodied. What the heck, Iggy Azalea, is that her name?
Mm-hmm.
She, you know, her song Fancy is being parodied. That was kind of leaked on TMZ as well, I think. And Blurred Lines by Robin Thicke, is that that guy's
yeah
name? Yeah. Beyond that, I don't know exactly what else potentially is
there
being parodied.
There might be a parody of Radioactive by Imagine Dragons.
And Lord?
Oh, I hate Lord. I don't want there to be any Lord songs.
I'm not even sure I know who Lord is.
She does that royal song, and we'll never be royals.
Oh, okay. You got something on your shirt there.
Thank you. It happens.
So, yeah, but, you know, as far as us trying to guess what's going to be on the polka medley, you know, I'm kind of my guess my guess slash assumption slash hope is that some of the songs in the polka medley would include Thrift Shop, The Fox, Gangnam Style, and Let It Go. with a possibility of Friday by Rebecca Black, but that, as Steph pointed out to me earlier today, has been, you know, it's a few years old at this point, so it might not be current enough for Al to want to include it.
I would love to see a Mumford & Sons style parody. That would be epic.
Yeah, that I Will Wait song, that's probably in the polka medley. Patton Oswalt.
Actually, yeah, I could hear that.
Yeah, I think it's going to start with Thrift Shop. Gangnam Style will be somewhere in the middle. It's going to end with Let It Go. That's my prediction. Be like, you know, the cold never bothered me. Anyway, cold never bothered me. Cold never bothered me. Cold never bothered me. Burr. I don't know. Something like that. I can dream, can't I?
I feel like I just did something bad.
Do we need any refills over here?
Can I get a box to take this with?
A box for the pizza? Sure. And can I get anything out of your way?
I'm still kind of picking at it.
Yep, not a problem. It's a little bit. I'll get this out of your way. Are you all set with this one?
Oh.
All right. So, do you need these at all?
No, no.
All right. As I look down and see a bird carcass on my plate. Half a bird carcass. I wonder who got the other half of my chicken.
Next table over.
But I said this to Steph earlier when we were out at one of the pools that, that, you know, with... If one of the parody...
Speaking of pools...
You want to get back to one. Yes, I know. That if indeed we're everyone's correct here and one of those parodies, thank you. If one of those parodies is of Happy by Pharrell, I'm certainly hoping that the music video they did for it was animated by, you know, Illusion Entertainment Studios, who made the Despicable Me movies, because it would be super cool to see an animated CG Al, you know, with Gru and the girls and the minions and all that kind of stuff. That would be super awesome. So, we'll see if that's, in fact, what is happening.
I killed it. I get really, really weird about eating chicken off a bone. So, like, this is just weird. Like the poor little chicken curled up to take a nap.
Did they make that rotisserie?
What's that, ghost boat?
Yeah.
So it's like a haunted boat tour?
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome.
I know, right? You get to go, like, walk through Witch's Gulch with only flashlights.
Oh, man. That's awesome.
I want to do that sometime.
TV's Kyle, if you're looking for the title of a Halloween song, Ghost Boat. Just saying.
I've been telling Luke that he should plan a relaxicon at the wilderness.
I've always... In fact, there already is a relaxicon convention called Delicon. But it always happens when I'm busy and I can't make it to it. But I don't know, the whole idea of a relaxicon to me seems like some kind of, what's the word? oxymoron, because to me a convention is a place where cool activities happen, and the point of a relaxicon is that no activities happen, you just show up.
Right.
And to me, it's just kind of like, well, then why is it...
Part of the reason for it is that you can get, like, the group rate.
I guess so.
And the hotel room. Some people call it a family reunion. We call it a relaxicon.
Eh. Well, having a mass gathering of awesome people that I like at the Dells that I coordinate is something I'd be open to doing in the future if the proper motivation was there, i.e. stretch goals. So we'll see what happens in the months to come with me after I get my album done. All right, well, let's wrap up this segment. We'll probably record more
That's
later.
That's a fantastic idea.
Okay, we're going to pay for our food and get back to water parking.
Yes,
so.
Water park's closed in an hour and 41 minutes.
Okay, talk to you all later.
Bye, everyone.
Chained our hearts in vain, we jumped, never asking why. We kissed, I fell under your spell, a love no one could deny. Don't you ever say, I just walked away, I will always want you. I can't live a life running for my life, I will always want you. Kicks, better run, better run, outrun my gun. All the other kids with a pumped up kicks, you better run, faster than my bullet. And we danced all night to the best song ever. We knew every line, now I can't remember. I think it went, I think it went, I think it goes, sexy lady. Other boys try to chase me, but here's my number, so call me maybe. I want to scream and shout and let it all out, and scream and shout and let it out. We sing oh-wee-oh-wee-oh-wee-oh, we sing oh-wee-oh-wee-oh-wee-oh-wee-oh-wee-oh. Now you're just somebody that I used to.
I'm sexy and I know it. Girl, look at that body.
He's sexy and he knows it.
I wear your granddad's clothes. I look incredible. I'm in this big old coat from that thrift shop down the road.
Hey, he wears your granddad's clothes.
That's right.
He looks incredible.
I do.
He's in that big old coat.
It's
from
large.
That thrift shop,
hey,
down the road.
Let's go. I'm gonna pop some tags. Only got $20 in my pocket. I'm hunting, looking for a come up.
This is super awesome.
She's up all night till the sun. I'm up all night to get some. She's up all night for good fun. I'm up all night to get lucky.
We're up all night till the sun. We're up all night to get some. We're up all night for good fun. We're up all night to get lucky. 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 Up all night to get lucky.
Yes, we're
up. Night to get lucky.
panty licks, baby.
Cold crackers, slackers, wasting time with all the chat room yackers. 9 to 5, chilling at Hewlett Packard, working at a desk with a dumb little placard. Yeah, paying the bills with my math programming skills. Defragging my hard drive for thrills. I got me 100 gigabytes of RAM. I never feed trolls and I don't read spam. Installed a 2-1 line in my house. Always at my PC, double clicking on my Miz house. Upgrade my system at least twice a day. I'm strictly plug and play. I ain't afraid of Y2K. I'm down with Bill Gates, I call him money for short. I phone him up at home and I make him do my tech support. It's all about the pennies. What? You gotta be the dumbest dude I've ever seen. You've got white out all over your screen. You think your Commodore 64 is really neato? What kind of chip you got in there, a Dorito? You're using a 286, don't make me laugh. Your Windows boots up in what, a day and a half? You could back up your whole hard drive on a floppy diskette. You're the biggest joke on the internet. Your database is a disaster. Your wax and your modem, trying to make it go faster. Hey fella, I bet you're still living in your parents' cellar. Downloading pictures of Sarah Michelle Gellar and posting me too like some brain dead AOLer. I should do the world a favor and cap you like old Yella. You're just about as useless as JPEGs to Helen Keller. With my crew, huh? Rule cyberspace and crunch numbers like I do. They call me the king of the spreadsheets. Got them all printed out on my bed sheets. My new computer's got the clocks, it rocks, but it was obsolete before I opened the box. You say you've had your desktop for over a week? Throw that junk away, man, it's an antique. Your laptop is a month old? Well, that's great. If you can use a nice heavy paperweight, my digital media is right protected. Every file inspected, no viruses detected. I beta tested every operating system. Gave props to some and others I dissed them. While your computer's crashing, mine's multitasking. It does all my work without me even asking. Got a flat screen monitor 40 inches wide. I believe that yours says etch a sketch on the side. In a 32-bit world, you're a 2-bit user. You've got your own news group, all total loser. Your motherboard melts when you're trying to send a fax. But you get your CPU in a box of Cracker Jacks. Play me on. Well, you know that I'll beat you. If I ever meet you, I'll control all the leads you.
What?
Okay, so we're back, and
Hi.
So this is, Thor has gone to bed.
Yes, he went to bed because he had to work last night, third shift, from like midnight to 8 a.m. And then he's been water parking all day. And so he's been up for the last like 28 hours.
Should we say straight. Where he works?
No.
Okay.
No, we should not.
But it's a third shift job. So
yes,
anyway.
Yes, it is.
So just because I think it would be interesting... we're going to do a travelogue for the Wisconsin Dells Strip. It's about 10:50 p.m. We are starting out on, what exit is that over there? 87?
That's a t-shirt stand that's new and tacky. It's fantastic. I love it.
Wow. So, yeah, I think this was exit 87. Because, yeah, it's 87, 89, and 92. Those are the three exits, right? Three exits, correct?
I'm not sure.
Well, anyway, we're starting off at the on the southernmost side by the Kalahari.
Yeah, this is 92.
So, yeah, there's the Kalahari Resort and the AMC Movie Theater. Across the way, there's the Great Wolf Lodge. Also, behind that is the Tangiers Outlet Mall, where
the Disney Store and Torrid and other things are.
At one point, I actually did reservations for Great Wolf Lodge. Their Lazy River is really, really small, but when in our script that we had to read, when people asked how long the Lazy River was, we had to say it was endless. Because it was in a loop.
Technically, a SpaghettiO is endless.
Yes. So. And that's about how long the Lazy River was.
But let's see, what else is over here that's worth noting?
There's a Denny's that I ate at with my friend Paul one night after working till like 4 in the morning, and the entire staff fell asleep while we were there.
One time on the sign at that Ramada on our way to Mars kind of advertised hot waffles.
Yes, it did.
That was awesome.
It totally did. Let's see. Okay, Pizzeria Uno doesn't belong here. Ponderosa's okay because it's like the only Ponderosa buffet I know of anymore, and like I grew up going to Ponderosa and getting sirloin tips with mushrooms and onions.
There's one next to the hotel where Archon happens, but I never eat at it when I go there anyway, so.
Okay. Let's see. To our right, we have the Wilderness, where we have been spending a lovely day. By the way, I started out the day with pink hair, and much of my skin matches my hair right now, so I'm very, very itchy and dry and sunburnt. Very, very sunburnt.
Cool. not that you're sunburnt, but that you've had a good day.
Yes. Up here to our left, not that you can see it, I'm talking like I'm giving a tour on like a shuttle bus or something. But up here to our left,
that's where the Wonder Spot used to be.
Exactly.
Yes.
The Wonder Spot was a wonder. It was a great little tourist attraction where like supposedly gravity didn't work.
It's like that episode of The Simpsons where they have the whole softball team episode, and one of the softball or baseball players that Mr. Burns hires as a ringer goes to like this tented place called like the Springfield Wonder Place or whatever, and then he gets like sucked into the Twilight Zone or something. I think it was kind of based on the Wonder Spot or places like it.
It's basically, it's a house that was built crooked, so you could you could sit on a chair that was like perched on the edge of a wall, and you would be level.
Yeah, like the perception is that
looked crooked.
Yeah, yeah. And it's like they tore it down and put up what in its place? Nothing. There's nothing there.
There's nothing. Well, we don't even know if they tore it down. I mean, it's just we don't know where the signs are. We wouldn't know how to get to the Wonder Spot.
Well, so maybe it's standing.
Still there.
They just took out all the advertising.
It was kind of when you were in there, it kind of looked like the old V8 commercials where everybody was like standing crooked. That's totally what it looked like when you were inside the Wonder Spot.
On the left is the Moose Jaw.
Oh, cool. I love these lights. And they're red, white, and blue for the 4th of July.
Cool.
They're like the icicle LED lights, and they're traveling down.
But yeah, we passed the Moose Jaw. Oh, there's Ghost Boat.
Ghost Boat. Yeah, okay. So there's the Dells Boat Tours, which I highly recommend if you ever get to Wisconsin Dells. Water parks are wonderful and terrific, and you know, roller coasters don't really belong in the Dells, but, you know, whatever, if that's your thing.
So we just turned right onto 1223.
Water parks are great. Tommy Bartlett is legendary. but you got to do a boat tour. You've got to go see the natural beauty of the Dells. The rock formations are just gorgeous, and you go through some gorgeous little canyons and stuff. There's the Wisconsin Ducks, which are amphibious vehicles that can go on land and water. And you can see some of the Dells that way. You can also do an Upper Dells or Lower Dells boat tour.
So here on the right is Tommy Bartlett's...
Robot World!
Robot World.
It's called...
exploratory now.
But when we were kids, it was called Robot World. It's basically what 1983 thought the year 2000 would be.
Yeah.
And it's kind of like science experimenty stuff.
It's kind of like the budget Epcot.
Here's the entrance to Tommy Bartlett's Ski Sky and Stage Show.
And which, the water ski show, pretty legendary.
Yeah.
I mean, it's one of those things you got to see at least once in your lifetime.
Yep. So now we're entering into this zone where, like, Mount Olympus has bought every small independent hotel.
Except the Flamingo.
Yeah.
The Flamingo is still a Noah's Ark hotel, but pretty much everything else has been bought by Mount Olympus.
But yeah.
Mount Olympus is kind of the behemoth that has sprung up in the last 10 years in the Dells. The water park.
Oh, so that's not a pizza ranch anymore, huh?
It's not a pizza ranch. It's two brothers with bad pronunciation. Or bad...
Oh, and is this the Candy Mountain pool hiding behind this one over here? The Candy Mountain swimming pool?
I don't know. Look, it's a flamingo.
Yes.
I really like the Flamingo Hotel because I really like flamingos.
Plus, it's right next to Noah's Ark, America's largest water park. Every water park at the Dells claims to be America's largest in some way, shape, or form, but...
Oh, this is just Amer largest. But, no, Noah's Ark is the best water park in the Dells. The best outdoor water park. If you're just coming up here for a day to do a water park, or you're just wanting to spend a night, or, you know, spend a day in the Dells and go to a water park, go to Noah's Ark. Yeah. Hands down. Best water park. Back to the boats.
But yeah, here's the Dells Army Ducks. There's multiple ducks companies out here.
Yes.
Ducks being the amphibious vehicles used in World War II.
There's also Wild Thing boats. If you're not much for the really slow, you know, leisurely boat tour thing, you think that'd be kind of boring, but you still want to see all the pretty rocks, you can do the Wild Thing speedboats. They're fast. They do, like, you know, they make splashes in the water, and they're speedboats, and, you know, they're like 40-person speedboats, but they're pretty cool.
So here's Mount Olympus over here, the recreation of the Colosseum, the Roman Colosseum.
Because we have the recreation of the Roman Colosseum. Oh, look, they put up a
Parthenon
thing with a bucket.
Everything has a bucket. Oh, here's the place where Sarah did the bungee jump thing over here, one of those places.
I would not do a bungee jump up here. Bad things happen. Anyway, so...
Here's the original Wisconsin Ducks. That's the one I usually go on. When I take the ducks, I usually go on original Wisconsin Ducks.
Okay. Anyway, so we... Okay, Mount Olympus is obviously built around kind of a Roman theme.
Yeah.
Which is precisely why we have a replica of the Trojan horse.
Yes.
Because, you know, Trojan horses, go-karts, and Rome go together.
Yes.
Fantastically. Anyway, so we keep seeing ads for Ghost Boat. What Ghost Boat is these slower boat tours that they have. The ones that have been legendary for years. Basically, they've started doing those at night. And they've got... they're doing them at night. And you get to go to, like, Witch's Gulch, which is this canyon that you get to walk through that's really gorgeous in the daytime. But at night, you get to go through it with only flashlights, which sounds totally awesome. To our right, we have what is now Timbavati Wildlife Park.
Which, when I was growing up, was Riverview Park and Water World, which was the water park my family most went to as a kid because it was the least expensive. Because that was my dad. Pretty freaking cheap.
Now, and actually, there's still a Water World sign over there, which is kind of funny. It looks like they took one of the staircases for one of the water slides, tore down the water slide, and made it an observation deck for the wildlife park.
Mm-hmm.
But Timbavati is kind of like an animal kingdom wannabe kind of thing.
Here's where Fort Dells used to be, where the Walgreens and McDonald's is.
Yes, and there was a huge tower that looked like a whole bunch of cans of Pepsi stacked up on top of each other, and it was one of those sky tower things where the thing would spin around so you'd get a view of this.
Yes. Now turning right onto the 13-16-23, which heads through downtown Dells.
Yes.
Up here on the right is Pirate's Cove Adventure Golf.
That's the left.
Or the left, excuse me.
No problem.
I'm hoping someday somebody actually takes this podcast and, like, you know, listens to it as they drive through the Dells.
Yes. Yes.
So, yeah. But that's
Pirate's Cove Adventure Golf. And there's also Timber Falls Golf, which...
Has snakes.
Has snakes. That make me scream a lot.
And I caught it on video, which was epic. Best honeymoon video ever.
We were playing mini golf, and like...
Oh, bridge. So you're playing mini golf.
You're playing mini golf. And... Ooh, showboat.
Showboat Saloon.
With... They have free bacon today!
It's Bacon Thursday!
It's Bacon Thursday!
Yeah! I'm finally here on Bacon Thursday! Fuck yes!
It's my birthday!
We're totally going there after we get to the end of the strip and turn around.
Okay.
Ripley's Believe It or Not, on the left.
Wow. They've got tutus. Oh, look, more tacky t-shirts.
Wait, is that... Where's the Bailey's Landing troll? Did we pass him or is he gone?
I don't know.
If he's gone, I'll be sad as hell.
I don't know. Anyway, so we were playing mini golf. Mm-hmm. And I went to put my ball down or whatever. And there was part of the green was moving. Because there was a snake on the mini golf green. And I screamed a lot. Luke got it on video for all posterity.
Yeah.
So I'm sure someday it'll show up on YouTube or something. It'll be fantastic.
For Kyle's benefit.
Oh my God! They have a macaroni and cheese shop.
For Kyle's benefit, I'm right now passing where the gift shop used to be that I bought the weird baseball helmet hat with the siren thing that became the basis of my Luke Ski Teenage Comedian character design. So that's Luke Ski history. It's also on the strip where I walking with Trisha is where I got the idea to do the Gnome News newsletter in high school. What
hey,
else?
Hey, look, more trashy t-shirts.
More trashy t-shirts.
Hey, look, more. Cinchiladas.
And there's the there's the Glockenspiel.
Oh, the Glockenspiel. I love the Glockenspiel.
Yep.
There are things that just don't belong in the Dells.
Like Famous Dave's Barbecue?
Yeah, like Famous Dave's Barbecue and Pizzeria Uno and Starbucks.
Do we want to go all the way down to the drive-in or do we want to just turn around here?
We don't need to go all the way down to the drive-in.
Okay. Well, this particular mobile gas station is typically where we turn around and head back.
Yes. I remember there was the summer that Without Me by Eminem came out. It was big summer song. You know how like Happy's kind of this summer and Happy is this summer, and let's see, I think Call Me Maybe was last summer.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't talk about earlier.
Call Me Maybe?
Call Me Maybe. It's got to be on there.
Yeah, it's got to be in the polka medley.
Yep. Okay. We would hear a lot of people blasting Without Me from their cars.
Yeah.
It was just kind of funny.
And when I made the song "We're Going to the Dells," part of me was secretly wishing that it would catch on the radio stations in this area, and like "We're Going to the Dells" would become the jam of that summer in the Dells. But that was just, you know, a pipe dream of mine.
Yeah, well,
So, yeah. Oh, the Black Hawk Hotel. That's yeah. Motel. That's a very cheap place to stay. That's decent.
It's not that cheap this weekend.
Oh, okay. Or am I thinking of the Chippewa Inn?
No, you were thinking of Black Hawk.
Okay.
Usually it is. It does seem to be pretty cheap, but yeah, I priced it. It's not that cheap this weekend.
So what did we miss by not turning left earlier? Paul Bunyan's?
Yeah.
That really the only...
But, you know, there was other stuff that we didn't really talk about.
Okay.
I mean, we didn't talk about the upside-down White House.
Oh, yeah, the top-secret place. I know
which
the,
we don't really know what it is.
I know what it is, because I think I've been to one that was in Orlando, because yeah. They have another one there, because it's basically...
We went to one that was like it in Orlando.
Yeah, it's basically, you know, the same thing as Robot World, just with a different theme, so...
Okay.
like fun scientific experience, like, here, kids, put your hand on this thing, and it makes your hair stand on end because of dude. Electricity. Wah! You
dude.
Know.
Dude! Like, I was outside right before a storm the other day, and my hair did that, like, just because of the electricity in the air. It was pretty crazy.
Crazy.
But that was before I, you know, polluted it with a lot of chemicals.
Portion of our program. When you listen to country western music, does it make you want to sleep with your first cousin? Does it make you want to take every implement or used car you ever owned and put it on your front yard? Well, in that case, I give you country, AC/DC. You should be all night long. I give you country, Jane's Addiction. When I want something and I don't want to be fed, I'm gonna walk right through the door. I'm gonna walk right through the door. You think Clint Black did that one tonight at Summerfest? I give you country. Huh? I give you country. Madonna.
Like a virgin. Touched for the very first time. Like a virgin. When your heart beats next to mine.
Listen.
I'm a patient man, you know I am, but you're pushing me to the limit. Imagine a picture of me and you.
But you're not in it.
You've been on my back for a trillion years. I can't take another minute. Imagine a picture of me and you.
But you're not in it.
Imagine a picture of me in a Cadillac speeding out of town. Imagine a picture of our happy home burning to the ground. It's an endless fight. I'm wrong, you're right. There's no way I can win it. Imagine a picture of me and you. Sing real pretty for college kids. Imagine a picture of me in a Cadillac speeding out of town. Imagine a picture of our happy home. It's an endless fight. I'm wrong, you're right. There's no way I can win it. Imagine a picture of me and you. Come on!
Oh, you're not in it.
I said, imagine a picture of me and you. Only you're not in it.
Alright everyone, once again I'm doing this quick and sloppy because I just want to get this episode posted so I can get back to work on my new album! First of all, what's at the Fump? What's at that Fump? Right now at the Fump you can download for free Scoob by The Great Luke's Key featuring Carrie Dalby. If you got this episode really quick, it's still there, but it might be gone by the time you get there. But if you're lucky enough, if you haven't gotten already, go download Scoob. More on that later. Other songs on the main page of the Fump: Amazon Drone by Power Salad, Borderlands by Insane Ian, Der Fuhrer's Face by Kranken Welpen, which we played in the last episode, which was epic and awesome. It is the version of Der Fuhrer's Face that I always wanted to exist back when me and Jason made our incredibly lo-fi, crappy Enter Der Fuhrer that we were trying to do a Metallica version of Der Fuhrer's Face. But anyway, that's what that was all about. That's at the Fump. You can download it for free. Doctor of Gallifrey by Mark Gunn, written by Devo Spice. Settle by Mikey Mason. Math is Bullshit by Worm Quartet, featuring Insane Ian. And Rich Fantasy Live's cover version by Nuclear Bubble Wrap. So that is all of what is at the Fump. So, yeah, other things that I would like to plug and promote. You can request the songs Fake Adult and Scoob to be played on the Dr. Demento show. If you get those requests in right away, they would still count for the July Top 10 list, which Dr. D will be playing this coming weekend. So please go to drdemento.com and request Fake Adult and Scoob. You need to request them separately, and you need to include your email address so it counts towards the top 10. So please go do that. It would mean a lot to me. You could also throw a request towards Almost Parent Time by Carrie Dalby as well. I'm sure she would appreciate that. What else? Yeah, podcasts. You're listening to episode 106 of Bad Rapport. You could also go listen to episode 21 of Kyle and Luke Talk About Tunes, in which we do kind of a brief summer movie catch-up recap on some animation-related films that have come out this summer. Then there's the Fumpcast, episodes 213, 214. Some videos that you can now see at on the internet include on YouTube, Mwahaha, by it's a song by Ukla Bamak, but there's two videos you're going to watch that have to do with me. One is the live video with me and Shoebox of Worm Quartet performing it live at the Logan Awards, so you can see that live video, and which has been edited in such a fashion to show our performance along with the stage video that goes with us in a clear picture. You can see that video by itself with the original background track by Ukla the Mock, the original song. They posted both of those up on Ukla the Mock's YouTube page. So go look for Mwahaha videos with me and Shoebox and lots of other bad guys that you'd like a lot. So on my YouTube page today, I posted the video I made for Walking Silly. Made that back in for MarsCon 2012, if I remember correctly. And just been kind of saving it because I like to have some videos that aren't available to the whole world, but I figured since the big show happened on Fathom Events with Monty Python and everyone was talking about Python, I'd post it up to YouTube. So you can go check out that video if you've never seen it before. Video for Walking Silly by me and my YouTube page. Go check it out. What else? There is that awesome article by BuzzFeed. Actually, two articles that were about FumpFest. Go read those if you haven't already. There's links to get to those articles from thegreatlukeskey.com. Carrie Dalby's new album, Sing All Funny Jokes. You can get it right now at Carrie Dalby's Bandcamp page, which is carriedalby.bandcamp.com. Or, just to shorten it, carriedalby.com now redirects to there. So you can get Carrie's new album, Sing All Funny Jokes, both on CD and digitally. As well as her first two albums, Giant Kitten and Happy Ranch. So there's all that. Angry Nerds is a song by me and Insane Ian. If you haven't gotten it, you can still get it over at thefump.com. So there's that. Ooh, tour dates coming up. Orlando Nerd Fest is happening. I probably should have pulled that up in advance, too. I'm stupid. There, tour dates. How about that? Hey! Orlando Nerd Fest is happening August 7th through 11th. Well, that's the kind of full party extent. The actual stuff is the 8th through 10th, and I'm performing on, I believe that would be Friday the 8th at 1 p.m. Devo Spice is performing a couple hours earlier at 11 a.m., so our concerts are early in the day, but we will have a table there set up all weekend selling our stuff. Also there that weekend performing will be MC Lars! God damn it, I hate yawning. I always yawn when I do these frickin' Luke's plugging things. I don't know why. Anyway, MC Lars, Schaefer the Dark Lord, MC Frontalot, Sci-Fried, Former Fat Boys, My Parents' Favorite Music, Mark with a C, Scrub Club Records, The Double Clicks, Trippy Crackle, and many, many more at Orlando Nerd Fest at the Orlando Airport Marriott, Orlando, Florida, OrlandoNerdFest.com. Luke's keep performing Friday, August 8th at 1 p.m. Gen Con Indie 2014 coming up August 14th through 17th. GenCon.com is their website. They're at the Indianapolis Convention Center, Indianapolis, Indiana. This is my 20th anniversary at Gen Con, so I'll be performing a special Greatest Hits 20th anniversary concert on Friday night, as well as performing in Friday Night Live. On Saturday, I'll be performing one song at the costume contest, and then I'll be doing my usual concert on Saturday night, which will feature music from my new album. And I'll be at my dealer's table all weekend at the Entertainer Spotlight area. in the main exhibit hall all weekend long. So go check me out there, as well as all of my usual cohort buddies like Mark Gunn, Dan the Bard, Mikey Mason, the Damsel of Dorkington. And if you go to my website, tour dates page, you can get the links to buy all of the individual tickets for all of my events. And there is a link to another page where I list off everybody else's events as well. So if you want to get all those other people's concerts tickets, that's available through that link at thegreatlookski.com. What else? Got all that stuff covered. I told you what's at the Thump. I asked you to request our songs. Plug that. Of course, thegreatlookski.com, my website. You can still get all the most up-to-date information about me there. And my Bandcamp page, lukeski.bandcamp.com, has all of my music there, so please go there and buy stuff. Caricatures! You can hire me to draw caricatures for your party if you live in the Chicagoland tri-state area, or the vicinity of that. You can also hire me to do individual drawings and illustrations and stuff. You can find all the details about that at artbylukeski.com, and you can also check out my art at my DeviantArt page, artbylukeski.deviantart.com, and of course, the Dr. Demento Show, the greatest show in the history of shows. So please go listen to his show. A lot of fun. In last week's episode, he did an interview with Weird Al about the new album. So please go check that out. And like I said before, please request Fake Adult for the Dr. Demento Show via his website and include your email address. Also, Scoob. If you want to throw a bone to Carrie for, almost parent time, that's totally cool, too. That's all of what Luke is plugging now. It's time for us to find out...
What's Carrie plugging now?
This is Carrie Dalby, and I am promoting something for my podcast, which you are listening to. I will be appearing with Court and Country Early Music Singing Group at MuseCon in Itasca, Illinois, Saturday, August 2nd, 2014 at 4:30 p.m. And I hope some of my local friends can come see the show. Fortunately, you probably have to register for MuseCon, MUSECON.org. Thanks, and I hope you're having a wonderful podcast.
So anyway, the point is, Wisconsin Dells is awesome. You should all go to it.
Yes.
So we're going to wrap this up so that we can go to Bacon Thursday at the Showboat Saloon.
Yes,
maybe
Bacon.
Maybe we're very lucky there'll be karaoke in there, too.
Yes,
so,
maybe.
Anyway, so for Bad Rapport, I'm Luke.
I'm Stephanie.
And we will talk to you in the future. Peace.
Ahead of me, I'm bird and the captain, so let me be. We search for to marry on every ship, but we're alert out here. The part of girl that we try.
everything is awesome when we're living our dream.
No need to rock the boat when we stick together.
Side by side, playing right in, fitting in forever. Let's party. I'm like you, you're like me, when we're working in harmony. Yeah. Everything is awesome. Everything is cool when you're part of our scene. Everything is awesome. It is our dream.
Live that dream.
You're listening to Luke and Carrie's Bad Rapport.
I hate sauerkraut!
Leave comments for this episode at badrapport.com or call 916-LUKE-SKI.